Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva of the Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 78, Ayin Chet. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva. This chapter, this parak of Tehillim, is a long parak. It has itself 72 psukim, which will be difficult for us to review in one go. But we'll look at part of the parak and try to understand the focus. The parak begins Maskil La'asaf. Maskil La'asaf. We've come up with this kind of introduction again and again, and whatever it means, it has something to do with the way the parasha was, or this chapter of Tehillim was rendered in the Beit HaMikdash. Hazina ami torati, hatu aznechem le'imrepi. Listen to what I have to say. It's something important. Right? There's something important that I'd like to tell the people of Israel. Pasuk Vav, the sixth pasuk says, Leman yed'u dor achron banim yivaledu yakumu v'yisapru livnehem. That there is an obligation. The obligation that the fathers have to their children. Leman yed'u dor acharon banim yivaledu. They have children. They give birth to those children. And they have to teach them. There's something that they have to teach them. Yakumu v'yisapru livnehem. They should stand and teach their children. Vayasimu berlokim kislam v'lo yishkichu m'alelei el u'mitzvotav yinsoru. So that mitzvotav yinsoru, to watch over the mitzvot, to keep the mitzvot, to do the mitzvot as you properly should be doing them, is all part of an obligation that we have to remember. I mean, remembering is, after all, about bringing the past into the present. And so this idea that the past is important to us, and that remembering the past creates an ambience for the present, is in Pasuk Chet. V'lo yukavotam dor sorer umore. You shouldn't be like the earlier generations who denied the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dor sorer umore. Dor sorer umore. A generation which went off the path, the straight path, and denied God's direction and instruction. Galo hechin libo. That was a generation whose soul, whose heart, was not prepared to accept that memory and include it in further action. Dalo hechil libo, dalo ne'emna elkel rucho. So we have this problem, and there's no doubt to the author of this chapter of Tehillim where we have to place our efforts. And what we're obliged to do is to remember what happened, to remember how God treated us, to remember the miracles that took place in the past. And all of that remembering creates the world in which we live in now. Whereas all of that remembering is about the relationship between God and Am Yisrael. And that remembering That remembering produces a special kind of situation, which we may today call religiosity, the religious personality, the person who understands what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. The second half of this chapter, which begins in Pasuk Tet, goes through the various special events that took place for Am Yisrael in the desert after Yitziat Mitzrayim. Not all of them, but some of them. The first one, for example, from Pasuk 9 to Pasuk 39, the story of the splitting of the sea and all of the miracles that took place in the desert. Let's see how the chapter refers to the splitting of the sea. This starts in Pasuk Yudbet, Pasuk 12, and goes up to Pasuk 16. Neged Avotam Asa Pele Beretz Mitzrayim Sidei So'an. Sidei So'an is another way of saying Mitzrayim. Neged Avotam Asa Pele. There's this wonder that God did. Be'eretz Mitzrayim. It was in Eretz Mitzrayim. Bakayam split the sea by Ya'avirem, and he enabled them, the former generations, to go through this, the dry land after Bakayam. Vayatsev Mayim Kimonet. The Mayim was like a wall. It became like a wall, and you could just walk through in the dry land, and the water did not collapse on them. Vayanchem ba'anam yomam. He led them during the day ba'anan, right? That with a cloud. B'chol halayla be'or esh. B'chol halayla be'or esh. And Pasuk Tedvav, Yevakat Surim Bamidbar. Yevakat Surim Bamidbar. He split the rocks and took water out of them. Vayashk Kitahomot Rabba. Vayashk Kitahomot Rabba. He gave water to the people as though there was some kind of a hidden source which produced endless amounts of water. V'yotzei nozlim misala, and nozlim and liquids came out of a rock. But as the Torah says, v'yotzeita lahem mayim min hasela, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll take water out of the rock. V'yored kanaharot mayim. V'yored kanaharot mayim. And water came down as though there were rivers. There were rivers of water that came down. So here we have these psukim talking about the splitting of the sea, the water that was brought for Bnei Yisrael. And then the perek continues with the anger of the people, the anger of Miriam, the anger of God against the people. It goes through all of the stories of the Torah. But there's one difference. That when we learn the stories in the Torah, it takes us an entire year to understand and to learn. Each of these stories is independent of the other. And it's possible that in such a situation we might forget Let's forget how many miracles there were and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. I mean, this could be. So along comes the Mizmor, and what the Mizmor does actually is telescope all of these miracles. They're all brought together, pasuk after pasuk after pasuk. It's kind of jarring to remember all at once what happened. And then psukim mem 40 until nun aleph, 43 till 51, talks about Yitziat Mitzrayim, all the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim, 43 Asher, Sam b'Mitzrayim ototav. God placed his signs in Mitzrayim moftav, b'stei tso'an. Otot, miracles. Moftim, miracles. Vayafoch ledam ye'orehem. Right, the first makah against the Mitzrayim was dam. The rivers turned into blood. Vidnoz lehem pal yishtayun. And they were unable to drink any water, any liquids in the lakes or the rivers of Mitzrayim. Yishalach bahem arov v'yochaleim tzfardeya v'tashchitein. Now it's true that the order of the miracles presented here in this chapter is not the same as the order presented in the Torah. And I imagine that this means something, and there are many theories that have been presented, but I think that what is really important here in this case is to recognize the tzvifut, the crowdedness in this. I mean, just go from one matah to the next matah, that even when you read the parashiyot of Era and Bo, there's a hiatus. Every makah comes after discussion and reasonableness and assessment and what's going to be in the place of Bnei Yisrael. And it's different when you see the makot one after the other in this chapter of Tehillim. So again, what I see is the tzvifut, that's a Hebrew word which means everything is crowded together. Everything is crowded together, all these events are crowded together. And then the last part of the chapter, starting with Pasuk Nun Vav, Vayinasu Vayamru et Elokim Elyon Ve'edvotav Lo Shamaru. Pasuk Nun Vav. Vayinasu, that the ones who captured Eretz Yisrael, they tested God. They denied God's authority. Ve'edvotav Lo Shamaru. And they didn't maintain a devotion to God's directives, to God's demands. Edvotav lo shamar. This was not something that could actually be. It was Eretz Yisrael, instead of becoming the center of devotion, became a place that filled with sin, and filled with denial, and this led to the destruction in Shiloh. If you look at Pasuk Nuntet 59, Shema Elokim Vayit'abar Vayim'as Ma'od B'Yisrael. God heard what was going on and saw the idolatry and was filled with with anger against Bnei Yisrael, that this was the story of the Shoftim. They were leaders. They were people who tried to give direction to Bnei Yisrael. But they were not able to solve the problem. Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh, Ohel Shikein V'Adam. So this is seen by the Baal HaMechaber, by the one who wrote this chapter of Tehillim, as a seminal event, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh, that God left, went away from the temple at Shiloh, right, for the temple at Shiloh, sort of to give people an idea of what could happen, how they would have to protect themselves, that God was not ultimately committed to the people if they don't go in the path that God had, determined. And that is Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh, Pasuk 60. Vayitain Lashevi Uzo V'tifarto Biyad Tsar. Vayitain Lashevi. He gave Uzo, the symbol of God's strength was the Aron HaKodesh. Vayitain Lashevi Uzo. I mean, a total breakdown of what Am Yisrael had hoped for and prayed for. Imagine that the Aron disappears. The Aron is captured. I mean, what symbol could there be that is greater than this idea that we don't have an Aron, a Tifarto. Tifarto, God's glory, has been taken away by the enemy. The enemy has, I mean, this is all in order that Bnei Yisrael should wake up. So we see that Bnei Yisrael thought perhaps that after the miracles in the desert, and after everything happened to them on the way to Eretz Yisrael, and after they were able to live in Eretz Yisrael, that it wasn't that important if the level of devotion was maintained or not. Maybe that was what they thought. But that, of course, was unacceptable. And you see that there were signs of the breakdown of the religious, those religious symbols that indicated that we had arrived at the Menucha v'Nachala, that we'd have arrived at the place that we should actually be in. And so, and it was also a precursor of the future. It told us that the temple could be destroyed. It told us that even if we build this temple, and there's no doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the temple to be built, but if even we build the temple, there's no doubt that there cannot be a guarantee that the temple will be protective, that we will not be able, it would not be dislodged from Eretz Yisrael because of the temple. So there were warnings. The warning of Shiloh and the warning of the Aron. And the Aron was taken away. So that miracles tell two stories. They tell the story of God's concern, God's closeness, God's devotion to Am Yisrael. Yes, all of that is true. The miracles in Mitzrayim, the miracles in the desert, all of those miracles are important and tell a story that nothing else could tell. On the other hand, those miracles, that effort in history, is not a guarantee. I mean, Am Yisrael, in an ongoing fashion, has to maintain its obligation. Has to maintain its obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that obligation has to do with devotion and mitzvot and staying away from any form of idolatry in order to prevent the complete breakup of the state or the place or the reality that was forged by Am Yisrael. So, we see that miracles are for remembering, but not only remembering how good God was to us, but also remembering that that goodness is always conditional. And we have to fulfill our part in order that the miracle should continue to play a dominant role in our lives.